Hello, you're listening to Brazilian Portuguese Podcast by reallylearnportuguese.com. My name is Guilherme Mendes. Good morning, Emilio. How are you doing today?
Good morning, my friend. I'm doing great. Enjoying this minus 15 today.
Minus 15? Oh, gosh. That's a lot.
Yeah, a lot, bro. And probably will be minus 18 by the end of the day, by the end of the night.
Okay. Here is a little crazy, too, because it's been raining for 2 weeks. And now the sun is up. Very, very strong sun. I mean, it's pretty hot today. I don't understand this weather, man. It's crazy.
Completely different.
Okay, Emilio, before we start this episode, I just want to let you all know that we have great news. Emilio, do you know that Really Learn Portuguese is now on Spotify?
Really, my friend? Elaborate that for us. That's good news.
Yes. Okay, since most of you like to use Spotify to listen to music and other famous podcasts around the world, we always wanted to be there too. And this week, we launched our podcast there. So you can go there, you can subscribe, and every episode we post will be there too. You'll always be able to access our podcast through the website, through the podcast app with Apple and in Android as well, and other platforms. But Spotify is the most used right now. So guys, please go there, subscribe, and have fun listening to Weekly Expression and the most famous series in our podcast, which is Real Brazilian Conversations. Emilio, enough with the news. Let's go to the Weekly Expression for today, my friend.
Yes, today it's a very useful one. As always here, we always bring useful expressions that we use it on a daily basis. And that one particular is very nice. And the expression for today is pôr a mão no fogo or colocar a mão no fogo. It means the same thing, but you can say it in both ways. Pôr a mão no fogo or colocar a mão no fogo. Right, Guilherme?
Yeah, great expression, Emilio. Pôr a mão no fogo. Okay, if we translate this expression to Portuguese, it would be put your hand on fire, which doesn't make a lot of sense. Because yes. Why would someone do that, right?
Just a crazy person.
But there's a meaning, okay? Let's go with the meaning now. When you put your hand on fire, or in Portuguese, quando você coloca a mão no fogo, you're always doing this for someone. So the meaning is trust someone so much, okay?
Exactly. You said it right. It means put a lot of trust to someone to the point of swearing on their innocence, right? So when you truly believe in someone, that's when we say, I put my hand on fire for that person. And it's interesting, Guilherme, that this expression, people believe that it was originated in one test called the Broth Iron Test, used in the Middle Age time. And during that period, man, that's so funny, those who claimed innocence, they submitted to take what they call it, I believe it's a hot iron bar, and they walk with it with their hands inside of that bar. And the hand was wrapped in towel, sealed with wax. And 3 days later, the bandage was open. Now imagine the situation. If a single hand was unharmed with no sign of burn, okay, the innocence was proven. Otherwise, if burned, the guilt was proven and the punishment by the gallows was immediate. So you would be probably be hanged or put on fire, something like
that. Oh my gosh, man. That's,
so that's
terrible.
The origin of the, it's crazy, man. And in Brazil, we use this kind of that meaning that if I truly believe in you, okay, I truly believe in Guilherme. I believe what he does is right. He's a good fella. So I put my hand on fire for him because I know that he's going to do a good job, or I know that he was incapable of doing certain things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually mothers, they are like this, right? When the son is criminal, mm-hmm. the mother sometimes is the last one to know. And she's going to say, I put my hand on fire that my son is not a criminal, right?
Yeah, it happens, man. And unfortunately, there's not a single expression in English that, I mean, we cannot translate the expression literally to English, but there are some correlated ones, okay, which we are going to bring to you right now. So the first one that can mean the same in English when you translate to Portuguese is vouch for. This phrasal verb in English is used to say that someone is honest, okay? Let's go with an example in a sentence. In Portuguese, first. Pode contratar o rapaz. Ele é honesto e competente. E por ele, eu coloco a minha mão no fogo. Okay, let's go again a little bit slower. Pode contratar o rapaz. Ele é honesto e competente. Por ele, eu coloco